It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船西下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
Hello, everyone, and we're back for you in Use English. Here's Rose and Brian, and today we're going to take you socializing.
Yeah, take you socializing, I like that. Let's go socialize.
All right.
All right, so let's talk about some of the do's and don'ts in socializing and how to meet people.
All right. I feel kind of conflicted about this topic.
And why would that be?
I don't really socialize that much.
Yeah, obviously.
But I believe when I do, I know what I'm doing. Prove me right, come on.
I don't think so.
What? You never socialize with me.
Whatever, Brian, but I have socialized with you.
Have you?
Yes. All right, so let's talk about the first one, about how to socialize and how to meet people like women or men in other places.
This is important. Yep. 这个社交是我们每个人生活当中必不可少的一部分。那我们在交往的过程当中呢，有些事情是该做的，有些事情也许就不该做。So, what are they? Well, here's some ideas for you to maybe debate on or for you to...Well, say your opinion about.
Yeah, exactly. So the first one is, do expect to meet men or people in other places, like unexpected places, for example. So what that means is keep your eyes open at all times for opportunities to meet quality people, quality men or women, not just when you're all dressed up and to go out. But to be honest, I have actually given up on this.
I'm not kidding.
I have actually, for the last year or two, I love meeting people. I have tons of friends, but I don't really care to meet someone of the opposite sex anymore. I kind of just focus on work and just trudge ahead. It says, do expect to meet them in unexpected places, but, you know, what I kind of do is I block it out of my mind, so even if they are there, that I just ignore them anyway.
Okay.
That's not a good idea if you're looking for another, you know...Friend
no,
or mate,
especially
but
for you. I mean, for me, it might be fine, and I'm like that. But, you know, I've been with my wife for 10 years now.
Right.
So, I guess that's okay. But for someone that's supposed to be active in socialization, I think this is a pretty golden rule. You know, you can not only expect to meet people or the right people when you're ready. You have to be ready for it at any possible time. But let's be pretty much of a burden, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
You know, that you have to be, you know, wearing the right outfits.
Right.
If you're a girl, you probably would have to wear makeup all the time and be ready for whoever you're maybe about to meet. That's pretty demanding.
Yeah. It is. It is very demanding. But I used to never go anywhere with makeup, and I think that, to be honest, when I don't wear makeup, I don't feel really that beautiful, so I don't really care about the rest of myself. And guys, I think they're going to like a good-looking presentation wrapped up, whether you're wearing a little makeup or your hair is in a ponytail looking cute, but I think you at least should always, when you go, keep yourself looking at least a little partially decent.
Well, to be honest, I've never seen you without makeup.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm thinking about it. No, I haven't.
Oh, I
have never really met the real Rosalie before.
Whatever. this is the real me. Okay. I don't have makeup on now.
All right. Whatever you say.
Whatever I say. All right, let's go to number two.
All right.
Which is don't look for perfection. So encouraging you to settle is not what I am saying, but separating your desires from your deal breakers can give your love life a major upgrade. There are some qualities that your mate must have, which is being honest and lots more.
You know, this is probably a mistake that every one of us would have to make, especially when we're younger.
Right.
Looking for perfection.
We always look for perfection.
That's a tongue twister.
That's a tongue twister. What we're looking for is what we see in the movies, and that does not necessarily exist, but it does exist, but without all the in-between stuff. They don't necessarily show you all the in-between stuff, but to be honest, nowadays in movies, they are showing you the nitty-gritty of what real love is.
Yeah, you know, I always had this theory. I think this has not changed yet for me now, that there might be this perfect other half for you on the planet, you know, with more than 6 billion people. But the opportunity of you meeting maybe every one of those five out there is close to zero. So looking for perfection, that is a tongue twister, is not realistic.
Yeah, not necessarily, no. All right, let's go to the next one, which is don't assume that somebody's not interested in you. So don't conclude that if you don't think you look cute, you don't look cute to someone else.
Yep.
Which, I mean...
Well, I found this true.
How?
Well, I found this true from both sides. There was this girl, but when I was a lot younger, I really found her attractive. But I was thinking, you know, I'm just nobody. I was only a college student, and she's very beautiful. She had a decent job, and I was like, there's no way she'd be interested in me.
And?
However, it turned out, after working with me for 3 months, she was interested in me.
Wow.
And
why
I was
totally
not ready for that. I wouldn't know. And, you know, all those very complicated chemicals going through your brains.
I think, too, when you think about someone, like, you're just fine and dandy without anyone paying attention to you, but once someone pays attention to you, you start to look at yourself and try to sort of look at your own perfections, right? Imperfections, and you start to become somewhat insecure, and that's natural and that's normal, but I think if someone likes you and they meet you, they like you for who you are. So.
And it's really the case for me and my wife, too. And this time around, it's from the other side. It was from me. I think to the traditional standards of beautiful women, she is not really that beautiful among Chinese girls. But I found her super hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Still, again, the complicated chemicals going through your brains. And she was so surprised when she found out that I was you know, crazy about her. She never thought that was possible.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a very, very interesting topic. Maybe only the scientists can discover why.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it actually happens.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, yeah, it does happen. But when it does, I hope you're ready. So let's go to the next one, which is be confident, do be confident, make, and sometimes, we'll talk about this culturally, some places you can make the first move. So men really do prefer women who make the first move. Is that true? I would never make the first move. It's not because it takes the pressure off of them. Instead, it shows, I guess, confidence and a little bit more. But I would never do that. And I think because by nature, men are the hunters. Men just are the pursuers.
True.
And I think if you go after the man, you'll always basically be chasing him when it's just not natural. It's just not nature. A man can see something and know exactly what he wants and go after it. And I think that being a woman and being a female, you should be the one who lets him come after you.
Yeah, well, this is the traditional theories.
Might be a little sexist, but...
Yeah, I believe in these, but I think these teenagers or younger people nowadays, they probably are thinking more aggressively. If a girl sees a guy that she believes is the one in her life, or maybe she believes that he's very worthy, she probably will make the first move so that she get a better chance of him noticing what she's thinking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who chases whom, you know, just let him know, okay, I have this crush on him, and will I chase him, or he on the other hand, after knowing I do, will chase me back, is probably not really a problem for them anymore.
Yeah.
This might be the more modern thinking. What do you think? Well, I'd really love to know.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I don't know. For me, I don't chase them. I mean, after a while, it's okay to play hard to get, but after a while, sort of...
Don't play too hard to
get. Don't play too hard to get. It's okay to chase... It's okay to let them have results from chasing you, but never really chase a guy. And I even heard that in marriage, you're always still chasing. You should always still chase your wife. It's not ever over.
Oh, I actually am.
Yeah, and that's good.
Yeah, this is complicated. You don't have to think about marriage, not yet. But I think, yeah, in socialization, in meeting the opposite sex, I think this is pretty true that maybe for guys especially, this might be sexist too, but for guys, if you see a girl, you better make the first move, because I think girls are less willing to take the first move in general. So if you are expecting her to make the first move, you might very well miss the opportunity.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And the next one is do make it easy for men to date you. So guys have a fear of rejection. Okay. So if you make it easy for them to ask you out, the more apt they'll be to do it. Making it easy means telling a man in the clearest terms that you are interested. And it doesn't necessarily mean telling him all the time you like him or he's so wonderful, but you can at least accept when he does make those moves, like accept when he asks you, accept when he tells you, and don't always reject his efforts to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, but on the other hand, I would like to add something. If you don't like the man or you don't like him romantically, you better tell him up front.
Yeah.
Because sometimes guys, they take things wrong. They misunderstand. I have to say, this happened on my wife quite a few times. Because she's such a open character, so she would, you know, blend in any environment, and she would make you feel that she's nice to you in very different ways.
Okay.
So there have been quite a few guys who mistook that. When we were together, but before our marriage, and you know, try to explain it in the romantic way, but it wasn't really the case.
Yeah.
So if not the case, let him know.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. All right, so another one is kind of going along with this, is that guys can be a bit intimidated, so don't go out in one large group when you go out with your friends. Only go in maybe like three. It makes it a little bit easier for guys to approach you.
I'm not intimidated.
Oh, whatever. Oh, Brian. I hope you heard that, Mrs. Brian's wife.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Yes. All right, so don't go out in big groups. Mm. The next one is do put a friend in charge of finding you a date, which I actually would not do. Mm. First of all, like I said, I sort of gave up. I'm done. But... if I weren't, I don't think I would actually trust another friend to set me up on a date. My friend has tried to do that, and it just didn't work. It was not even happening.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that either if I'm confident enough about myself.
Yeah.
You know, if I believe, well, I'll meet someone eventually, I probably wouldn't really bother my friend or my parents or anybody in my family to do that.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I mean...
But it's actually common nowadays, at least in China.
Yeah, it is very common. It's very common. And I think that's because it's just the culture that you meet someone through someone else and they know each other, they know you, you're more familiar with them. But in the United States, you can just walk up to a total stranger and talk to them and get their number and then bada boom, bada bang, there you go.
You know, that's true. And also, I blame it to the fact that maybe some of your family members are more eager than you to settle you in marriage.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some girls who are over maybe 30 years old, they're not really in that hurry to find the other perfect half and get married, thought their parents would be.
Oh, for sure. Mm. Yeah. Wow. Well, I did have a worry, which brings us to the next one, which is don't worry about his age or yours. To be honest, when I was in the United States, I was actually dating people 10 to 15 years older than me. But when I came to China, it was the first time I started dating people 10 to 15 years younger than me. And I'm not joking. And actually, I only did it a few times because it's not something that I want. You know what I mean? At a certain age, people are just ready for certain things. And I don't think that someone age 25 would be the, you know, ready for the same things as I am.
No.
And in some cases, they can be very special cases, but not for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, this was not a concept that traditionally Chinese people will tend to accept.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think more and more they're beginning to comprehend that this is an actual possibility. And it's feasible in certain cases. I'm not saying, you know, any case would work out. But we do have friends. One of our best friends is now dating a girl that's 12 years younger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting married.
Wow.
And I also know another couple who's already married, and the guy is 9 years younger than the girl.
Wow.
So, yeah, these do work, but I'm not saying that, you know, like, okay, I find a guy that's 12 years older than I am, and he will be the perfect one. No, but it is possible.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what you can do, which is a little bit nerve-wracking, is you can tell a friend when you want to be more than friends. So if you're friends with a guy, you can say, hey, let's try dating, or let's try this, or let's try that, which is actually, that's more nerve-wracking than actually going on someone with a date that you've never met.
Totally,
it's just, it's like, if you have a best friend, it's either 100% rejection and you lose your best friend, or it can turn out really well. So, you know, but if you're like dating someone and you just met them and, you know, you're like, okay, you want to sort of decide that you're going to take it seriously, it's actually less, you know, anxious. It makes you, there's less anxiety involved than if you have been best friends or really good friends with someone and you want to take it further. That I don't know about.
Yeah, well, this is definitely a more challenging task. I did lose, like, maybe a couple of my girl friends mm-hmm. along the way when I was a lot younger. They didn't feel good. You know, there was this one girl when I was in middle school that eventually I told her, I like you, you know, I want to be together with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a really, really, really good friend of mine. And we actually started learning English together.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, no, I like the other guy. And hence the end of our friendship.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was heartbreaking. But sometimes not doing this could end up for you to lose that opportunity. So this is such a struggle within yourself.
Yeah.
I felt that quite a few times mm-hmm. when I was in school, and while I don't know which one is the right thing to do, to keep the distance, to be just friends, good friends, or should you make the move to risk the possibility of losing this friendship entirely?
Right. Oh my God, well, you have to really know that that's what's going to happen, and you have to be either, you have to be willing to risk it.
Yeah, but most of the times you can't really be sure what's going to happen.
So, I was really, really good friends with this guy in college, and we became really, really close friends, and he started to actually develop feelings for me and like me, but I was in complete disbelief, number one, because, you know, I was a little bit insecure, and number two, we had been friends for so long, so I sort of, and he didn't say anything to me, so I kind of put him in the friend zone, and so when he started making hints that he really liked me, I was, like, just shocked, and I couldn't handle it, and I didn't know how, and I sort of, like, messed it up a little bit. We only dated for, like, 3 weeks. But eventually, a few months later, we became really good friends again. But obviously, he ended up getting married to someone else. It's a rare case. Mm-hmm. But we were really close anyways. So, anyways, we're still friends, but he's married and he has kids, so.
Yep. So, if you're going to make the move, I think you better make sure that first, you have over 50% of possibility of getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And second, there is a chance of you and the other party still being friends after, you know, whatever happens.
Right.
If that's the case, make the move. Otherwise, I don't know if you're bold enough, make the move too, whatever the result. Or otherwise, if you really cherish the friendship and don't want to let go and you don't think there's a slight chance and you will succeed, better just keep the distance.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. Absolutely. The next one is, do be nice to everyone. And this one we cannot stress enough.
Mm.
You never know when an encounter is going to lead. But you know what? I don't think you should just be nice to everyone because you don't know where it's going to lead, but just be nice to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a really great quality to have. It's a really great trait, and it's very attractive in both men and women. I love that.
But I want to add a second half of the sentence. Be nice to people, but stand your ground.
Like what?
Like, there are cases when you're really nice. Like, for me, I would be nice to generally everyone.
Right.
But only those who respect me.
For sure. Oh, of course.
Yeah, if you don't respect me, I will show you less respect.
Well, of course. I mean, that's the thing is, to me, I really admire a guy who, if they see a woman and they don't have respect for her, instead of staying there and showing her that he can be just as disrespectful or treat her differently or treat her not well, I respect a guy more who says, okay, this is the way it is, and walks away, versus staying there and continually treating this person without respect.
Why do we want to do that?
Well, there are a lot of guys that do that. You know, there are a lot of guys that actually say, well, this woman is not horrible, but they have to be, they don't like her, but they have to be around her for some reason, whether it's work, or whether it's their friend's girlfriend, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's better to sort of stay away rather than to sort of continuously challenge, you know, the situation or perception. Mm. But I was going to say that I think you should just be nice to everyone until they give you a reason not to like them, then you walk away. But other than that, I think it's a really great quality.
Meanwhile, I think you should really respect everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being someone that's maybe high above you, or maybe someone who, you know, don't have as nice job as you do, who earns much less salary as you do, you should respect them nonetheless. Because, you know, generally, I think this is the law of being nice to people. And also, you know, as Rose said, you don't know what's going to happen during the relationship. Maybe there's someone who you think is far less good than you are, and who you deem as nothing or nobody, will become someone in the future that might be in your way.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
All right, the next one is, do allow yourself to be wooed. So wooed in English just means basically a guy treating a lady like just fawning over her, giving her flowers, doing things to just get her attention. It feels good to be treated like a lady. I mean, if a guy really likes you, he'll pick you up and take you out, not ask you to drive across town for cocktails and a sleepover, honestly. I mean, those are rules. To me, those are rule breakers. If you ask me to watch a movie on our second date, I'm sorry, it's gone. Because, obviously, watching a movie does not mean watching a movie. I mean, unless you're going unless you're going to the theaters. If someone says, come over and watch a movie, I'm like, no way, goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so the next one is, don't let go of the day's frustrations before a first date. Because you're basically going to, like, turn the other person off. So when chatting about your day, it may seem natural to bring up the bad day you had at work, the argument with your friend, or whatever else. But don't really do that.
Yeah, bring on the sunny side.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's only when you're really, really close couples or when you're married, you should share these burdens at work or in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
But first dates, no, don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Nobody would be like to be around a person who speaks his awful days all the time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just horrible. It's a drag.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another one is, don't plan a complicated date. Start with the basics. Start with something really easy. Do something that's fun, like you can take a walk on the beach and go for romantic dinner. Something easy, you know? Be creative, though, for sure. Be creative.
Mm.
But don't do anything too complicated, like making them walk like 6 miles or take the bus. Or like, I remember I had a day like that, which I don't want to relive. But, for sure.
But you need to know the other person well. For our first date, you know, me and my wife, I wanted to take her to the park, and she did with me. And after, like, only 5 or 6 years, she told me she never liked to go to parks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. She's basically telling you suck.
Not really, but you know, sometimes these general methods would work. Sometimes they don't. You have to decide for yourself.
Yeah. All right, so another one is definitely don't booze it up with a new guy. So don't drink, you know, like, oh, that's so unattractive. Imagine you have two brains. One weighs risks and rewards, keeps you informed about morals and ethics, and warns you about unwise choices.
Mm.
Yes. So the other one seeks pleasure and feel-good experiences. But one thing you have to do is make sure that you behave appropriately on a date.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so another one is do not go overboard on dressing sexy. You can look casual and fun, but don't go overboard with too much makeup, too much cleavage, this type of thing.
All right, we're just saying that in socialization, you should first be yourself, but still be nice to all the people around you because you don't know what's going to happen
right. In
the future. But also, I have to add this, stand your ground. You don't beg for a relationship.
No.
You don't beg for love.
Yeah, just be, you don't ever beg for love. You don't need to go out and look for it. It'll find you when you're ready.
Absolutely. 好吧，那今天的节目呢，到这里也要告一段落了。感谢大家的收听，下次见。本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。接下来您将收听到的是《怪怪故事屋》，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Left me here so all alone, nothing left to hold.